Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara, and we have a full house with us today. Coming up later, before we talk, I'm going to introduce our later guest before we talk about who we have in the studio. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald talking to us about Prostate Cancer Awareness Week. We will have some folks from the Riley County Senior Services Center, the program coordinator Melissa Colby, and the health department director Jennifer Green will be in. And Burl Kelp of the Small Business Administration will be in to talk about some of those low-interest loans that are available for people affected by the Riley County and Manhattan flooding on Wildcat Creek. But first, we have some folks from our local 4-H. How's you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Let's run down the line here. We have some 4-H ambassadors here. Let's start from the left and go to the right, just out of ease for me. Introduce yourself.
I'm Christina Powell.
I'm Elizabeth Wright.
I'm Isabel Bond.
I'm Jonathan Heppner.
And you're all 4-H ambassadors here. So I understand that the state fair was recently, we'll start with the state fair since that's kind of a big deal for y'all. Tell me a little bit about your experience there at the state fair.
Well, this year at the state fair, I took down 2 pigs myself, and my family took down 6 pigs and 2 goats. And so we were showing down there in the 4-H Junior show down there. It's a big show, lots of livestock. And I just showed my pigs that I've been working all year to train to walk, and that took a lot of work, but they were pretty good in the show ring. They didn't get last, so that's a plus. Major improvement from previous years. So that's what I did down at the state fair.
All right, nice. Anyone else? What else would you like to talk about there?
So, of course, there's a lot of other things that happen at the state fair as well. Something else that does happen is electricity projects. I got a purple in electricity, and that's because of my 8 years of just tweaking how I solder and do everything there. And then I also did dog, which I trained all year for, and thankfully I got a very good score, so I'm very happy with that.
Fantastic. That sounds great. And what else have y'all been doing there at the fair? Is there any other events you've been taking part of that you'd like to talk about?
Majority of the time, I participate in showing cattle. I've been showing cattle for, this will probably be my 12th year. We go down almost every year. And when we don't show, we just go down to see all the, and support the other 4-H'ers throughout the state.
And lastly, last up, how's your experience been at the state fair?
So I usually go every year, and I either take an art project or food, but this year I had none of those, and I didn't go this year.
Oh, all right. So tell me, we'll get into a little bit about how you became a 4-H ambassador. Tell me about a little bit about what got you into it and what it takes to be a 4-H ambassador.
So I've been in 4-H for about 11 years, and I really wanted to, get more involved with it, so I heard about being an ambassador, and I applied, and now I'm one, and I really enjoy it.
And let's just move on down the line here. Tell me a little bit about what sort of got you started in 4-H as well.
Well, I got started in 4-H because I wanted to smack a pig with a stick. so that's how I got started in 4-H, and this is my 10th year. And then my brother was actually an ambassador for 2 years, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I don't like him, overpowering me or, having titles that I don't have. So, of course, I had to be an ambassador, and I've really enjoyed my time in this position.
Now, this pig smacking, can you tell me a little bit about this? I'm not the most familiar with 4-H, so can you tell me a little how that plays in?
Well, when you show a pig, you have a pig whip to, drive the pig around, and I was, a little 8-year-old self, so I didn't know what the stick was actually used for, so I thought they were, smacking their pigs. Now I have learned it's there just to, tap, and I don't even, use the stick anymore, but
it's more to guide them.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I don't know what my 8-year-old self was thinking, so.
Well, it sounds like fun at the very least. And how about you? What got you involved as well?
I have been in 4-H for 11, 12 years. I can't quite remember. It's been so long. And my parents were both in 4-H, and so it was kind of just a tradition that I be in 4-H as well. They learned a lot of aspects that have taught them and have helped them in life, like responsibilities of getting up in early mornings to feed and do chores for the animals before I go to school, before I go to volleyball tournaments. It may be 5:30 in the morning. So those just carry on throughout our lives. And that's one of the biggest things 4-H has done for me. And one of the reasons why I wanted to be a 4-H ambassador was because I wanted to help others learn those before they become adults. And just to broaden the 4-H, I don't know what to call it, but topic basically, that 4-H is not just for livestock people. It's also for people that live in the city or suburb areas. It just helps in all those aspects. They can do dog, they can do cooking, because cooking you have to use throughout your whole life.
Definitely. It's a great skill. I recommend everyone get into a little bit of cooking, whether you're, you know, gourmet chef or not.
Yeah.
It's an important skill to know. And lastly, tell me a little bit about what got you involved in 4-H.
So, again, like Izzy said, I, of course, got involved due to both my parents being in 4-H, so I was destined to be in 4-H. I started in Ambassadors because I wanted to do more community service, more leadership. I wanted to do more in my community, so I decided to be an ambassador the second I could.
All right, that sounds great. And my mom was also a 4-H'er, but out in California. She never really told me much about 4-H. I never got involved there. I believe she did stuff regarding more equine and horse-related things, but I'd have to ask her to get back to you on what the specifics on that were. So coming up, the 4-H year begins this October, and there also is National 4-H Week, October 7th through the 13th. Can you tell me a little bit about what that entails?
National 4-H Week is for us to make 4-H visible to the whole community.
So me and Isabel usually take a group of 4-H'ers in the high school down to the grade school, like probably the first Friday of 4-H Week, and they throw a assembly down at the grade school, bring all the little kids into the gym, and we all of us 4-H'ers mm-hmm. talk about 4-H to them and promote it.
We usually talk about the specific projects we have done and all the things that you can do in 4-H and how it's helped us through project talking, public speaking. Has definitely helped me because I used to be really shy and I didn't like getting up in front of people and talking, and now that's one of the biggest things that has helped me.
And you're doing well here.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess we should get into a little bit about some of the other events going on. I understand that you have the Mayor's Holiday Parade coming up as well. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on there with y'all?
So every year for the Mayor's Holiday Parade, the 4-H ambassadors always have a float. Mm-hmm. The ambassadors on that float are usually the ambassadors going out, the ambassadors that are on their first year, and then the ambassadors on their second year. So there's a lot of 4-H participation there, and basically we're there to show 4-H to the community.
And you could find us in our bright tie-dye shirts. We all have matching tie-dye shirts, and with our names on the back, so if you ever forget our name, you can see it. If you ever have questions, just come up to us. We'd be happy to answer.
And you said that you do some outreach to the younger folks, trying to get them involved. What is the usual reaction, or how do they respond to your, your pitch?
Would be a way to put it? A lot of kids are like, yeah, I want to do it. But we have to get the parents interested, because the parents are the ones taking them to places, the ones doing the things, and showing them how to do it, because they don't know. Sometimes they just learned how to tie their shoe. So they may not know how to cook some bread or sew a blanket. So it's getting the parents involved and the parents' interest in doing 4-H. Because if it's 12 years, from first grade to 12th grade, if they can continue throughout the whole process.
Because in the end, the parents will be the ones very involved with bringing the 4-H'ers to the events, to the fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And without their interest and participation, it makes it very difficult, I could imagine.
Yes, because they're putting in the work to teach their kid and show them how to do it and how to do it to their best ability. It's not going to be the parents' work. That's not what it should be. It should be the parent showing the child how to do the work, and then the child learning and using those so they can use it in the future.
And if there's anyone interested in getting involved, what are some ways they could get in contact or find some information on doing that?
You could go onto our website. It's
www.riley.ksu.edu.
You could email John Job. He's our extension agent, or call him, or go to the courthouse. That's where our office is located. Or just come up and see us at the mayor's parade.
And then I understand that there's one more thing going on that you wanted to talk about. John Job is in here with us, 4-H agent for the Riley County Resource and Extension. It's the CWF garage sale, is that correct?
That's right. And let me just say, I haven't had to talk up to this point, so that's pretty cool. Our ambassadors have done a pretty great job.
Yeah, they've taken over the hard
work
for you
there. They have taken over, that's right. So, I, you know, usually when I'm in here, I always like to give a plug for, we have an endeavor or an event coming up called Citizenship Washington Focus, where we'll be taking a group of 40-some older 4-H'ers from Riley and Waubunsee County to Washington, D.C. So that's actually happening this next June 2019. So in order to get them to D.C., we do two garage sales a year as fundraising events. We do have one coming up in October. So any of our listeners out there that are interested in, you know, coming out to the sale to find a find or in donating towards the event, that sale will be taking place on Friday, October 26th, as well as Saturday, October 27th. I'm not going to go into crazy detail about drop-off times, and I will tell you that our location is going to be up at the Wreath Barn in Seco Park, which is just north of Potter Hall up there. But anybody who has questions or is interested in either donating or shopping, I'd say go ahead and just get a hold of me at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350. Ask for me by name, John Job, or you can always email me at jajob@ksu.edu. I'd love to provide you with a little more information about how to plug into that garage sale event. So, you know, from our awesome ambassador leaders here, this garage sale event also supports a great group of local leaders.
Sounds good. Folks, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's time to take our first break of the morning. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Tim Fitzgerald and about Prostate Cancer Awareness Week. Stay tuned. You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.